Becoming a boxing champion requires a lot of muscle, agility, and self-confidence. Former heavyweight champion Riddick Bowe had all those attributes. Now he's serving an 18-month prison sentence for kidnapping. Even so, commentator Frank DeFord says Bowe still dreams of returning to the ring.
So far as I know, the only two places where U.S. silver dollars are required are at casinos for slot machines and in federal penitentiaries for guest vending machines. I'm familiar with the latter because not long ago I was a visitor at the Federal Correctional Institution in Cumberland, Maryland. It is one sad experience to pass on to the other side of the razor wire, there to meet with the hapless former heavyweight champion of the world. It is only sadder, perhaps, when he declares it is his determination to fight again when he gets out. A decade ago, Riddick Bowe seemed as indestructible as irrepressible. The heavyweight champion of the world, he was a tender giant, glib and full of fun. He could even do wonderful imitations, including a dandy Ronald Reagan. Big Daddy was a mama's boy, married to his teenage sweetheart. He was not tempted by high living, by drugs or booze. Why, food was his only downfall. But he was a boxer, and though Bowe hated to train, once he was in the ring, he was too gallant for his own good. After he lost the title exactly 10 years ago this month in one of his brutal fights against Evander Holyfield, he had two brawls against a Polish bruiser named Andrew Galata, where Bowe took literally several hundred blows to the head. Soon the people who loved him pleaded with him to get out of the ring. It was too late. Riddick's erratic behavior included a comic effort to go to boot camp with the Marines, and then when his wife finally gave up on him and left, he kidnapped her and two of his children. Doctors testified that he was brain damaged, but the champ still ended up in the pen, number 13603, for up to 18 months. However, unlike a lot of battered old pugs, Bowe is hardly broke. He may have as much as $20 million saved up, and since he's not fought for several years, he seems to have regained some of his cerebral edge. Uncomfortably, we sat and watched old videos of the charming, even quick-witted Riddick Bowe, and while even he can see that was a different man, he is undeterred about risking it all, letting somebody else pound his brain again. Why, Riddick? Well, I can't do anything else. And also, I know I can be heavyweight champion once again. And who says the same thing? Evander Holyfield. He's 41, 5 years older than Bowe, and he keeps getting beaten up by journeymen, but he keeps finding promoters to put him in the ring. Like Bowe, too, Holyfield is worth tens of millions of dollars. He lives in a mansion the size of Delaware. But some days, people say, well, they say that some sunny days now, Holyfield has partly cloudy days. The good news is that fewer of our young men, even the poor, desperate ones, are going into the ring anymore, especially the big guys. Never, going back to the 19th century, has the American heavyweight scene been so dismal. Impoverished, big, strong young American men now take up football instead of boxing. That's why Riddick Bowe can still believe that once he gets on the other side of the razor wire, he can win, putting his brain back on the line again. And surely there'll be some promoter in some state to give him the chance. I'll bet you that with a few of those silver dollars I've still got left.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.